continued dictation on Deborah Coonrod, C-O-N-R-O-D. Date of birth is 8/14/1953, 70-year-old retired woman. ID, leave a space. Her insurance is Medicare / American National Life. Pharmacy is leave a space. The clinical indication, neurological second opinion for further and continued treatment of seizure / seizure disorder. It's addressed to Char, C-H-A-R, Bush, B-U-S-H, N-P, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-7260. Dear Char Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Deborah Coonrod. New paragraph. Deborah was seen today accompanied by her daughter providing additional clinical medical history. New paragraph. Your comprehensive reports were very useful and appreciated. New paragraph. As you may already know, she has a longstanding history of treatment for epilepsy, which developed at the time of the campfire when she had a fall closed head injury and was subsequently discovered to have a frontal tumor, possibly a meningioma. Subparagraph, surgical excision resolved many clinical symptoms, including a history of chronic affective disorder and recurrent seizures. New paragraph, by her report, she's had no seizures since that time. New paragraph, she was evaluated by Dr. John G. Schmidt in Oroville and was treated for her epilepsy, but responded poorly by her report to the Keppra medication initially, and then a trial of Trileptal, followed by a trial of topiramate, which she refused to take out of fear of possible side effects or complications. New paragraph. Despite this, she denies having any breakthrough seizures. New paragraph. In the meantime, she has a history of alcoholism for which she is just recently in sobriety, and a history of marijuana use, which she denies being associated with her recurrent seizures, that is, or being associated with any recurrent seizures. New paragraph. Today we had an extended discussion regarding safety issues in the operation of a motor vehicle regarding individuals with underlying seizure disorder using alcohol or marijuana. New paragraph. Her neurological examination appears normal. New paragraph. In consideration of New paragraph. Her diagnostic electroencephalogram completed by Dr. Schmidt shows frontal slow wave activity that is suspicious for injury or underlying seizures. New paragraph. In consideration of her risks for having breakthrough convulsions with or without medication or in face of utilization of substances known to be associated with increased seizure risk, she has agreed to move forward and complete an ambulatory EEG, which will be requested in Orville Hospital. New paragraph. Should that test be positive for epileptiform activity, then we can discuss initiation of further anticonvulsant trials, including lamotrigine, a medication that might be useful with her clinical history of chronic affective symptoms, which have more recently improved. New paragraph. I will see her for follow-up reevaluation with those results and with the provision of additional recommendations. New paragraph. In the meantime, she's been counseled not to operate a motor vehicle. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns